Okay, today I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 2. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sothenes, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with that all in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who also shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called, unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chiloh, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanus, besides I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of Christ is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, and the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. But unto them which are called, I'm going to read that again, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of any man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Well, I really can't add anything to that passage of Scripture. It is very much to the point, and Christ is the one that reveals himself to his people. And I'm thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful for what his Word conveys to us. I have entitled this, Where Sin Abounded. Forgetting those things of the past and remembering Christ daily for what he's done, where sin abounded, grace much more abounded for us. What a wonderful thing to think on when we remember our former sins. Grace is much more abounding daily for those who've been born again. He has cast all our sins as far as the east is from the west. This will stand up against the devil's accusations against us. This will always pass the test. What a wonderful thing to always remember that even though Satan is the great accuser of the brethren, grace is more abounding, assuring us a place in heaven. I'm glad that our salvation is not based upon our works, you know. And everything's not always coming up roses, you know. Some people have a distorted view of the world. Everything's coming up roses. They are in the Optimist Club. They deny sin and evil and the fall of man and concoct a false reality, and in deception exalt Satan. Even when the roses come up, they are full of thorns. Such is life in this world of sin. Christ suffered grievously and was the Rose of Sharon. The Word of God tells us that if we are in Christ, we will suffer persecution. So if you think everything's coming up roses, you may not be a recipient of salvation. Rotten fruit. Just like one bad apple will spoil the rest, we all fell in Adam, bringing death and distress. We are not just tainted by our and Adam's sin, though Christ said you must be born again. We are rotten fruit to the very core, but through the merits of Christ's blood for his people, we are not dead anymore. How can a piece of rotten fruit be made whole again? Only through the blood of Christ and God's eternal plan. We are justified in him, we've been born again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me eternal life amid all this strife. When evil is so prevalent, you could cut it like a knife. When Satan and his minions mock me and say I'm doomed, I see your hands and feet and view the empty tomb. I can never thank you enough for dying in my stead. I have eternal life, not damnation, instead. Many are the afflictions of God's people. Many are the afflictions of God's people, whether they be spiritual or physical, a test to the soul, to bring us forth as gold. Tried in the fire of suffering and pain, Christ was victorious in our entrance to gain into an eternal life of paradise and bliss. Let those in afflictions always remember this. The serpent, a subtle beast. The serpent or snake is a subtle beast that God placed in the Garden of Eden. He's as subtle today, and his looks are deceiving. He comes as an angel of light, seeking whom he may devour, but Christ defeated him in his finest hour. The work of the cross of Christ, my Savior, gave ultimate protection from this subtle beast's power and conveyed to his people his loving favor. Faith and belief. I'm glad I don't have to trust my own faith and belief. This certainly would not give me any relief. But to trust in the faith of Christ's dear Son given to me by the Three in One. Oh, my friend, that brings comfort beyond description. That's part and parcel of the gift of salvation. To be given the faith of Christ and the merits of His Son, His faith never fails the victory He has won. His faith never has and never will fail or falter. His faith is stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. Predestinated into adoption. Predestinated unto adoption, what a marvelous act. On the part of God Almighty, it was an eternal pact. Between the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son adopting me in their family before I was even born. Well, I hope that this has been a edifying time this morning. You know, we have nothing to merit in ourselves. In our flesh dwelleth no good thing. And, you know, I think it's, if you want to hear a good description of the depravity of man, just listen to the song The Grinch. Okay. I'll tell you, especially this time of year. I want to conclude this with this blood of Christ. What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No, it secured our salvation forever, you see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. So the next time you hear someone proclaiming salvation is only a possibility based upon free will, smile to yourself and say, my redemption's already fulfilled. Well, the wisdom of man is not the wisdom that seeks to glorify Christ. We are told, if we're one of God's people, that we are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.